Hi, this is 1037.
Yvonne, this is Grant. What's going on?
Hey, Grant. So there, partly just one event, partly I wasn't sure if I was supposed to give you guys this information. There, when I took over this bus just a short time ago, inbound, now I'm outbound, the relief driver, or the driver explained to me that there was about a 40-year-old black male in the back of the bus, right-hand side, that had a very large concealed knife. And that if I felt threatened or if he got stirred up again, I was to call you guys. Apparently, he had been stabbing at another bus. Charity on the 14 was denied, and the operator I relieved didn't know. And so, yeah, boarded him. But he's off the bus at the high school. So I'm just kind of pissed that I had a knife-wielding person who was stabbing at a bus. Seems threatening with intent, actually, that's what it sounds like to me, and then later I'm, you know, boarding people, and I'm like, why am I putting, you know, and this man gets on with his little three-year-old, he's paying, three-year-old runs to the back with a knife-wielding man, thanks for listening. He's off of my bus, he got off at 12:04, with an intending to ride the 9, he caused no trouble while I was driving.
Yeah, I took both calls. He was pounding on a bus. He was not stabbing at any buses with a knife. He'd been reported by a person on the street as stabbing at some cardboard near the Fred Meyers. He hit the buses trying to get their attention. He was belligerent about, you know, yelling and screaming. But in no time was he threatening. The street person had apparently said they had called 911, who I called. They didn't have any reports on it. He behaved himself from the time he boarded that your bus with the previous driver, and seems to have remained calm all the way through his ride. So, yeah, there was no knife ever seen witnessed by either driver that I know of. It was reported to them by a person in the street, so it was secondhand information. So, yeah. I'm glad he didn't cause any problems, and I'm sorry that you were worried about it.
Thank you. Everything that you said just makes me feel totally better, honestly. Because, yeah, the report I got made me feel pretty bad, so I do feel better now, thank you. And no, he did not cause any trouble. He did get off the bus and urinate behind the bus stop. But anyway, that's fine. That's kind of what happens. So, thank you, Grant, very much. And I'm glad that the case is not what I thought it was or what I was told.
Yeah, he probably mental is, you know, my guess. And that's not a judgment call. It's just him. Yeah, they're out there, and we end up having, well, you guys have end up having to deal with them. And I do know he best to help you on that. So yeah, anytime you do feel threatened or have anything suspicious like that, let me know. We'll tie him up and have somebody come investigate.
Thank you again. Yeah, and I didn't feel threatened, but just let my mind kind of focus on what I was told and what I thought. And I'm glad I did not act on just what I thought, second-hand information. So, thank you.
Not a problem. Have a better day. 12:15.